Greetings and hello to all of my favorite people out there, all of you starseeds, light workers, and awakened humans. And I say awakened conscious humans. I am so excited to be with you tonight and experience an energetic reset. You know, I started like clapping my hands before I got on because I realized that an energetic reset will shift your entire energy. And I had to laugh because that's exactly what I need tonight as well. And what could be more fun than to have an energetic reset with all of my favorite people out there tonight who are expecting miracles. So the energetic reset, right? Just have a rhythm. So even before we begin, create your own rhythm. Wherever you may be. So where are you from? Let us know in the comments where you're from and what kind of energetic reset do you want tonight? Do you want happiness reset? You want joy reset? How about more energy, vitality reset? Relationship resets. Happiness resets, financial resets, fulfillment resets, positive resets. All the goodies are here tonight. So I don't know if I'm going to stop my singing, but I'm Joan of Angels, also known as Dr. Joan Hangarter, by the way. I've been a chiropractor, a doctor, a healer, someone who's always trying to help people heal from the inside out. And what do I do these days? I help you remember who you are and your true self so you can actually heal from the inside out and align yourself, body, mind, and spirit to do what you came here to do. And so that's exactly what I do. Why don't you guys put in the comments tonight what you're here to do? Because as long as we're going to do an energetic reset and a health reset, let's reset exactly what we're also here to do, let's make sure it's clear so those messages that we send out to the universe are of the highest frequency so that they are direct and cause you to have what we call the law of attraction, that what you put out in the universe, you get back. So you go and you order a new Jaguar car with white exterior and a beautiful ivory interior, that when you pick it up, you are expecting to get that ivory Jaguar with the white outside and that beautiful beige interior. The law of the universe works exactly like that. So if we put out to the universe that we are expecting an energetic reset tonight, let's all do that. We are expecting an energetic reset. We are expecting to see a shift in our vibrational frequency. We are expecting to actually cause a ripple in the cosmic vibration because we are going to raise our frequency tonight so high that it could literally touch the heavens. And I was told in an Akashic Record reading recently by my dear friend Radha, the goddess, she told me that when I was the high priestess in Atlantis, I used to connect to the celestial realms and the angelic beings used to walk among me. Probably Tina was there too. I could see that they walked among her too because they sort of smiled at me as I was saying that. But we can walk among those celestial beings. We can raise our vibratory frequency. You know, we think of the angels as they want to come down and help us, you know, poor humans. So they're suffering. They need help. But in truth, when we go to the angelic realms and we want clarity about who we are and what we're here to do, we're not asking necessarily for healing or for them to take our burdens away, But when we go in the frame of mind of tell me who I am, help me remember my destiny, help me see with clarity, then raising our frequency to match them, you know, to our energy body to match that, to raise our own antenna frequency means that the information we can bring down will be even more pure and will be easier for us to access, which is why we did the show last week on removing those veils for the last few weeks. If you haven't seen it, I thought it was a pretty good show we did on removing the veils to remembering who you are and why you're here. So if you're new to me, thank you so much for showing up and being here. And if you've been here before, you know how much I love you. And if you're just watching it later on, you're the best. We just adore you. And everything we talk about tonight also applies to whether you're watching this a year from now. Of course, we like it live because that just fuels us. So I'm seeing a lot of my good friends show up. Let's give a greeting to those of you who are courageous enough to put your names in here. We have Deborah. We have Deborah from Kansas. Okay, when I think Kansas, I think of that song from when I was a child. We're going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. What was it? There's that crazy little, there are those crazy little women there, and I'm going to get me some. So I kind of think of Kansas in that way, and also Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, which is kind of two different sheets. So anyway, so please like, subscribe, and share out with your friends, and go check out the channel, www.joanofangels.com. And I have new services and a new website that's set to be launched in the next week or so, where I'm going to tell you all about the oracle readings and the wing fluffing and the spiritual chiropractic that I'll be doing. So that's all coming up in the future. We also have a Debbie. So we have a Deborah and we have a Debbie tonight. Debbie is from Florida. And she wants a more energetic and a better health reset. So in the background, I've worked out a certain agreement with my guides. And when I use the pendulum, and we could program certain things in with the pendulum. So right now, Deborah, what I want you to keep programming in the back is energetic. Let's see. Let's come up with a little one. Health reset, energy reset. I'm having I stopped our song at the beginning, so I got to come up with a rhythm. Maybe one of you will have this rhythm for me, but energy reset, health reset, relationship reset, spiritual reset, frequency reset. I'll come up with a better one soon, but this is all best I can do on the fly here. So Debbie, in the background, in your home, start resetting that energy. Shift it up so that it even changes your molecules, your cellular structure. Because when we command from the universe this energetic reset, that's why I share it with your friends, get them on. When we bring in these new codes of energy, it'll be sky high, and you will be able to literally touch that sky. So we also have Patricia here tonight. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's Patty from Florida. We have Lori from Connecticut. We have Mandy from Canada, and we have Emily from Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. And you have Joan of Angels, who is right now from the lovely coast of California, Redondo Beach, where I'm noticing several things. Number one, I have frizzy hair. And I noticed that when I got to Mexico, but I'm noticing it even more here in Redondo Beach, frizzy hair by the coast, as opposed to living in the desert. And then number two, I'm noticing that the energy here tonight, especially with Stone Hobbit popping in, is really high. So Stone, where are you coming from again? And what kind of energetic reset are you wanting or are you contributing to tonight? Because that is exactly where we're at. So let's start off by calling in the light, calling in those higher frequencies, Mother, Father, God. Right now, we are so grateful to have this gathering of angelics, high celestial beings, star beings, earth beings, all sentient beings who are here, the tree people as well, the rock people, the stone people, the little people. We ask that all of them come together right now and to help us in this high frequency energetic reset. So we give gratitude that we have the presence of the divine. We have the presence of those who are assisting not just each and every one of you, but all of humanity, all of New Zealand, all of America, North and South, all of the European nations, all of Africa, all of Asia, all of this beautiful planet that we are home to, that every single sacred being joins us in this higher consciousness, that this energetic reset goes not only for that which we have stated, but also works to literally transform that DNA template that is within the 3D human to help embrace this fifth dimensional angelic template in your temple, this template of high frequency dynamics, so that it will be easier for you to make that transition and to make that ascension transition tonight. Because why? Because we don't really have time to dally in the in-between zone anymore. We have the time of understanding that that timeline has come where there are these two timelines on the planet, where there is that timeline of, let's say, the powers that be, the controllers that seek to keep us distracted, that seek to keep us in pain, that seek to feed off of our own emotional bodies. And we have the white light template. We have this ascension template that those of you who are joining me tonight are a part of. When we walk on that template, then we walk protected by the light, and we walk with our antennas up to the heavens, and we call forward all of those beings who are with us here, so that when one, the mission being, so that one who has only 3D sight can actually will feel the power of this fifth dimensional frequency, and they'll even without knowing go, I'm going to turn this way. This way feels like the place to be. I can feel the energy. So we are creating and bringing forward this new earth and the power of these new timeline templates, of which this greater reset is in the process of happening now. And we give thanks to each and every one of you for contributing your energy to this. Mary, let us know where you're from and what kind of reset you are called forth. So know that when you come here tonight, you are actually part of that higher template. You're part of bringing this forward, not just to me and the people here, but to your tribe, to your people that you're going to bring back to all those you encounter, all those who may live in your household or those you work with or those in your energetic field. You will be bringing back this higher coding template. Any questions? All right, so my sole purpose is here. We're so happy to see you as well. Where are you from? And what is your energetic reset? So Mary, that's why your name is so familiar to me. I probably know you from here. Do you know about the Conscious Life Expo? I am going to be at the Conscious Life Expo next weekend. One of my roles that I took on this year is working with vendors at the Conscious Life Expo. And in addition, this for everyone, I not only do I bring in vendors, but I introduce amazing speakers. And on Friday at 2 p.m., I actually am doing a 90-minute free workshop, which I'm very excited about, which is going to be about the art of intuition, how to really, when we talk about this energetic reset that we're doing today here, when we move into the power of our intuition, that is another higher reset where we have direct access to our higher power. And so it is. My soul's purpose is now in South Carolina. Okay. Well, my soul purpose, by the way, is actually probably off to the right here, connected with my higher self. My higher self knows my whole soul purpose, and then it's connected to the higher dimensional frequencies. And my soul purpose probably is connected to each and every one of your soul purposes in as much as you've given me permission to work with you for this moment of time when we are actually together here. Yes, your energetic reset, Mary, because the title of the show is to have experience an energetic reset tonight or today or this morning, whenever you're watching. Okay, so what are they telling us? Well, there should be no surprises. We pulled the card of the caterpillar. The caterpillar we know is transformation and change. It's also filled with opportunity, which also reminds me then when we reset. Now, here's a way you can reset because it goes in alignment with things I've spoken about before. Often I will talk to you about having a dial that you can turn on from left to right. So we turn on that dial from low to high. When we have opportunity, so when we're seeking that reset, then we take lack of opportunity, low energy, needing healing, and we turn it on, which means now we have plenty of energy, Diana. We have plenty of vibration. We have plenty of opportunity. We have plenty because we had plenty of time in that cocoon where we got to figure out where we are and where we're going. That cocoon is where the pandemic placed many people. In 2020, with the origin of the corona, because I relate mostly to the corona as being light, as being that radiant crown, that frequency, that corona around people who carry that high vibrational frequency, we think about corona going viral, which is it actually spread around the world. But I am thinking of it as being that high frequency vibration, if you will, that has raised the light and has awakened people globally. When we talk about the caterpillar, and so I talked about going into that cocoon, first going into that grand initiation and that quiet time of the cocoon. Many of you did that in 2020 going into 2021. And corona means crown. That's right. Our sole purpose then, by the way, would be to manage that light, manage that vibration, and most of all, say, what is it that we are really here to do? As cocooning, most of you, without even realizing it, have come to realize that the cocooning is ending soon. And as we look around, then all that time spent, maybe 24 months, has been to help nurture you, fuel you, to give you the impetus to drop that heaviness. As if you're being tapped on the shoulder now and being told, wake up, friends, wake up, wake up. The cocooning is over. Your sole purpose is to be of the light, whether you know it or not. And it is to do what you came here to do and wake up to that, please. we're about to launch. That which you came in to do, and that which you came in to do, which would be awakened and activated by this, by these times of 2023, where we've now been in this energetic field for a while, you're being called to say, how do I break free now to live my mission, to live my work, to so that it wouldn't have all been in vain, so that all that suffering I might have endured will finally come to fruition, all that doubt, all that misery, because we're here for this very high energetic reset, which is why I do these shows now. These shows aren't just, you know, these little fluffy, I'm going to do your cards for you. I could say these calls now, or this Miracle Monday stream, is really about healing the frequencies of an awakening human race, of an awakening humanity. Help raise those frequencies. And I can't do it alone. I help you do that by these shows, or by the work I do, or by the new wing fluffing, which is old, but I never offered it before. We take you to help you step into your fifth dimensional high angelic frequency template in order that you can begin to be celebration, in order that you come out of this caterpillar phase transformed, feeling into opportunity, feeling independence from your conditioned response. One of the issues on the planet is that people have been conditioned. They have now been trained to cover faces, or trained to do what they're being told to do, or being, you know, just to say yes without challenging it, or without applying the law of discernment. We're talking about two laws tonight, the law of attraction, which says what you put out to the universe is what you're going to get back, and the law of discernment. The law of discernment meaning that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being fantastic and 0 being you might as well close your eyes, you're not coming back. Discernment is that art of you going, oh, what is going to help me transform? And I'm going to walk away from anything that brings me misery, anything that lowers my energy, anything that is not of the light and not of the vibrational frequency. Well, this says it all. I pulled three cards, not on tension. The whole deck fell, except for the two cards that are left in my hand. So we go from transformation then, that you signed an agreement, and I know I say this a lot, but you all signed an agreement with your higher self that you'd come down and do this. And so the time is now, the opportunities are now for us to step into leadership. The old leaders are gone. The old news is gone. The old everything is gone. There's plenty of opportunity for each of you to become the visionary, for you to step in to what you're here to do. And in fact, I'm staying with my friend Victoria Reynolds, who's also a visionary. And today she actually said, Joan, you're the visionary of visionaries. You're the visionary of the visionaries. And I am. I do it for selfish reasons. I'll tell you those selfish reasons. When your vibration raises, then the vibration on the entire planet is that much higher. It's easier to reach more people. It's also the truth that we all ascend together, as until there's a separation, which there could very well be. But until that happens, the frequency of the earth is only as high as that lowest frequency here, which means we're all in it together. That is another reason I do this work, which is not work. It's my love. Blessing all of you. On that note, before I read the other two cards, I have a sincere question. Tina Marie is going to put it in there. But before I ask the question, actually, I saw Tina Marie's comment, and I just saw this one. As part of this energetic reset, we can also all during this, send energy and prayers to the people of Turkey and Syria who are experiencing those continual vibrations. We're going to ask that they be able to experience a sense of calmness in the sense of this disaster, that those who have been lost will be found, that much healing can occur from this, that the quake stops, that there be enough goodwill, that there be healing for all. We surround them with just love, knowing that they're not alone. And you guys as well. One of the things that I'm also feeling, Lori, as you're saying that, the people being buried alive and dying, let's really bless them. I feel as if Turkey and Greece, that they're living out some old past lives that have been uncompleted. When we wrap our head about whether or not we volunteered to come here, it's really important to realize that most of you who are here, I don't attract low frequency humans that don't get it. They don't find their way to me. I attract usually people just like you that want to make a difference, that need healing, that are working to raise their frequency, that experience miracles, that understand that, that understand they have a purpose. When we do that, Mary, because this is partly to you, we then raise our own frequencies and we touch into that. But we also are part of a collective that are what are called light workers who came here to hold this light frequency with a soul mission of light work. And that is because you volunteered to come here, because they knew they needed higher frequency beings here to help in times of earthquakes, both energetic and physical, to be here in the time of the greatest transformation of humanity, and also in the darkest of battles. When we're in a battle of the dark ones, those who seek to control us, versus the light ones and the light, we have all a role to play, and many of you are waking up to that. As you wake up to it, part of it is to understand, even if you don't get it, now all the cards fell. Even those two that I was going to read. So we only have the caterpillar. But to understand that you did volunteer. And how would you know you volunteered? Well, because you feel you came here for a reason more than most of your friends. Many of your friends or family are here to enjoy life or to be miserable, but they don't have this mission and a burning desire to do something which manages to give you more of a sense of a reason. When we raise that energy, then we're tapping into having volunteered, when we remember that we came here to actually hold this light and to help be part of this great shift in this transformation, which is what is so necessary now, because so many people are experiencing hopelessness, pain. What we can do for the people of Turkey right now is to hold that frequency of light for them and for all of us. We can actually collectively, we'll do it now, send that antenna down to the center of the earth. In fact, spread your feet apart, put the soles of your feet going face down into the center of the earth and really ground. If there is an entity or deity that you identify with, I identify with Horus and Hathor, but today we're going to talk with Hathor, and I'm seeing myself inside the most majestic body that I will see in person at the Egyptian temples. I'll see them this fall. But imagine your feet inside that of a giant Egyptian god or goddess. Put your feet there, send those roots down to the center of the earth, and you will feel grounded simultaneously. send that celestial antenna of yours coming through your head, through the headdress and the crown of the god or goddess, going all the way up to the heavens. When you do that, and I can feel you're feeling that, you become very connected, extremely connected. You can feel those ancient energies coming through you. We are also, when we do this, we're turning on that sacred power grid that was connected to these ancient gods and to the pyramids, to that antenna. Your grid is actually being turned on and intensified now. Imagine turning that to a 10. Imagine that each and every one of us are turning that grid to a 10 through that energetic field. And now my antenna, radiant in the galaxy here, is calling out and spreading radiant light to each and every one of your antennas, lighting that grid. We now have a grid that goes round or over planet Earth, depending on whether you see it as round or flat. But this grid protects over a firmament type of energetic, the entire planet Earth. This grid is infused with the highest of energies that are coming down from the celestial realms and has the power to break free from that dark black matrix grid. Acting like an acid energy, burning up that dark grid that is over the planet. As it breaks free of that dark grid, we see, oh boy, we see a lot of black strands. The black is like graphene, if you know what that means, but we see these black strands that are being removed from the energetic field of where they were stuck. And as they're being removed, they're trickling down where they're being burned up by the atmosphere. So we see them being burned up before they reach the earth. Whew! Which tells me that the reset we are having has nothing to do with what I thought the reset was, but it is actually a reset that is so powerful because you all must be doing this meditation with me inside this being, because the grid is literally, this matrix grid is decomposing from this work we are doing. Let me know in the chat if anyone is seeing it. Whew. And still continuing. All right. Huh. What do I see here? All right. Love you. Love you. Love you. Now. Good. Whew. Any comments or questions, my dear ones? Huh. And so that is. Woo! Who here felt that? Because I felt that. I feel it in such a way that I'm almost out of my body. So let's see if there's anything else they want to say to us in any way, shape, or form. There's much change afoot, everyone. It's time for you to be aware of your energetic ripple. What they mean by that is the following. Up until today, you may have walked in a room and just felt that you were walking in a room. No big deal. I'm walking in a room. Doesn't matter. Same thing I always do. But from this moment, they're issuing a challenge to you. They say the following. When you walk in a room, let yourself begin to carry the frequencies of these higher vibrations. Allow yourself to walk as that God or goddess being that has feet that go down to the earth and connected to the heavens. Allow those wings that you have to be so full that as you walk in the room, people go, whoa, 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 who are you? It doesn't matter what you say. That is the power of presence. You don't have to know what you're here to do or who you're here to do it with or your sole purpose. You don't have to have money. You could, welcome Christian, you could just be saying, all I need to be is be present and be fully present when I'm present or when I'm about to be. So I want to see that. I have to see that too. I feel life on earth is about to crumble. Yes, it is about to crumble. And this ascension process is so very powerful because there are two timelines. And these two timelines are this timeline, which we could say is the timeline that's been here for a long time, which is not the timeline we want. But this timeline is extremely powerful in what it's putting out and in its energetic field. But we have this timeline. And this is the timeline that you and I volunteered for. This is the timeline of coming together and being more than who we are. This is the timeline of stepping into saying, you know, I may not know why I volunteered to be here, but I know I did. And I'm going to ask every day to be shown more of what I'm here to do, more of how I can help be part of that 51% service to self, to others rather, service to the others, that I know that I came here. So in truth, I know that I came here to help you guys stay steady. I came here to help shake you awake, with Tina Marie's help too back here, but I came here to shake you awake in order that as things dissolve, as people begin to wake up as if they're from a dream, you're there and I'm there to help them understand the big picture, understand the meaning of it, to wake into clarity. Many people have been brainwashed and programmed living those soul contracts which they came in here with. Our job here is to break free of those soul contracts in order to help people, to help ourselves and to help other people shift into that higher plane and to understand that there is another reality. That means that people are going to be looking for you. They're going to be looking for you to be that leader that they know you can be. Just like people have been looking for me. Many people have been waiting for me to wake up. And honest to goodness, I've run in both directions. I think you've heard that story. I think I've told it many times where the psychic told me that I had blown it, that, oh, you were supposed to be famous. I know that because I was too afraid, not wanting to do that. My job here is to help you not be so afraid and to help you know that there is help when you have been afraid. Now, let's talk about it. Yes, there may be some difficult times. People are being told, once again, to stock up. It's a worrisome factor when we have balloons flying overhead. It's a worrisome factor when we're still coming out of what was a difficult and dangerous time in the history of the planet. Many people are confused about that. I say, don't be confused. Just wake up and know that you yourself are a powerhouse. Use your discernment. Decide what you will have, what you will allow in your body, what food you take, what medicines. I only take herbs, by the way. I take herbs, tinctures, homeopathic remedies, and supplements. I take foods that are used as superfoods to give myself the vitality I need. I try to listen to high vibrational shows. I try to surround myself with high vibrational frequency people. And now I try to surround myself with clothes that help me feel like a high vibrational human. Have I always done this? No. Did I do it 2 years ago? Not like today. Why? Why didn't I do it 2 years ago? Because I too am growing and learning and evolving. My guides just said, well, your job, Joan, is to stay one step ahead of your tribe. That's why they're not letting me relax or retire, because I'm to stay a few steps ahead of all of you. That's all. Because awakening, this ascension process, is not like what I thought. I used to think it was a type A thing, that I was going to do it faster than the speed of light, meaning elbow people out of the way, you know, and just get there. But that's not exactly how it happens. There's millions of people in front of us, millions behind, millions to the right, millions to the left, millions in all directions. Our job is to step forward with clarity and grace and ease and discern where we're going and do it with being in the now, with our feet in the center of the earth, with our antenna to the heavens, in order that when we show up, they know that an angelic being is in the room. You don't have to go like this, I'm an undercover angel, or I'm just a light being. No, you don't do that. Your job is to find out if your presence can really do that. If you can make a difference with your beingness. And that is my challenge to you for the week. That is the challenge. Now you get a miracle card right here. All right. The card that came up is the Wonder Woman card. That's right, Mary. It's not a race. It is a collaboration. And you guys are collaborating with me. Wonder Woman card. This is one of my favorite cards in the Miracle Messages deck. Develop your gifts. You are unique. You can have it all. That is your message tonight. All right, guys, let's see if there's anything else that they want me to say tonight. Yes, take an energetic reset. The energetic reset is here and you're and now. Turn your dial to a 10. You have your assignment, and I'm going to send you out with instructions to do your assignment now. When you get off the show tonight, after you've shared it out, stand up, put your feet apart, stand up tall, put your antenna up, and put your energy up to the heavens. And then practice, 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 and so it is. All right, guys, we're going to end a little early tonight. I'm your angel, Joan of Angels. I'm so honored that you are with us. Please check us out at joanofangels.com. Be sure that you just do what you came here to do. Be love, be light, be frosty. Thanks so much. And I'm glad you've had that energetic reset tonight. Love you all.